Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is the viral video that is sparking a lot of buzz on black social media.
Somewhere where our people can feel good about ourselves and their culture, okay? Yeah. No, real talk. And so all this twerking and taking the crime, taking the feet, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant. And so beyond that, 75% of my customers are ladies. And I want men to show respect for themselves for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves? And you guys are twerking on glass here. If you want to do it, get a restaurant. Because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out because I don't need your money. I need to provide something for my people.
Something for my people. Kevin Keeley, the owner of True Kitchen Plus Cocktails in Dallas, Texas, was not happy with women standing on chairs in his restaurant and twerking. He lit into them with that speech, and it went viral. There are all kinds of issues being raised here: misogyny, racial bias, class, business etiquette, and a whole lot more. And we are talking about it all. My guests are filmmaker and social activist Janks Morton and black culture commentator Crystal Glass. And we want to hear from you tonight. What do you think about it? Have you seen the video? You just heard a little bit of it. I want to hear what you have to say. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can certainly tweet me at H Fisher, WHUR, or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Janks, Crystal, thanks for joining the conversation. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Crystal, can you hear me?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Good. Crystal, I want to start with you. Why is this such a big deal?
Oh, wow. You know what? This is a huge deal, this conversation around public twerking. And honestly, we need to have it more because it's nothing more than stripper culture that has spilled out into mainstream and into the black community. And I commend that man 100% for stopping those women from turning his restaurant into a full-on stripper atmosphere.
Hmm, interesting. So what do you think, Janks? Do you think this is a big deal?
I don't get it. I really don't get why, I've seen him accused of misogyny, poor patron, all this other stuff. I saw the video this afternoon. I skipped it a couple days ago because it just wasn't interesting. When I watched, I'm like, what's the problem? It's his restaurant. And, the no shoes, no shirt, no servers kind of rule.
Mm-hmm.
There's other larger cultural mantras that kind of go along with it, but basically saying two things. One, you're not going to get on my tables and break your neck and then sue me for everything that I got after I dropped $1.2 million to build this place. And two, if you want to do that, go down the street. There's other places. This is a restaurant. This is not the strip club. So, I tried to read through the kind of pushback he's getting. And I feel old today because it don't make sense to me. I think the brother was like right on point, and I'm scratching my head trying to figure out why is it even like a 30-minute conversation tonight?
Well, I think that's the point. Why is this a conversation? Because there are so many issues. Now, he has since apologized for the salty language that he has used. However, he is not apologizing for what he said.
Right. Good for him.
And he's not happy with it. So, now, Crystal, I don't want to tell your age, but, you're the youngest person in the room right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm sure you like to get your dance on. So,
come on, exactly.
So what's going? What about you and your girlfriends? You turn up a little bit. It's Friday.
We do.
Sure do. They're playing WAP in the restaurant or the clean version or whatever, and then it starts with the a.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So.
Well, see, it's so many layers to it, and And to answer that question that Jenks mentioned, which is such an important question, is why is this man receiving so much heat? And it's because we have this new generation and all these new terms, toxic masculinity, and yeah. Black men are toxic and shouldn't be able to voice their opinion to Black women. And I think that's the problem right there. This is highly commendable that a man who, I mean, in normal situations and circumstances would enjoy a visual such as woman twerking. So this is highly commendable that a man stepped up and said, hey, not today, not right now. And so the difference between just dancing and enjoying yourself and twerking is totally different. So I took a lot of heat on Instagram for people who were saying stuff to me like, oh, you're a woman, you should be for body positivity, you should be for Black woman liberation. And the way I turned it to them is said, okay, if this is positivity and if this is liberation, twerk in front of your dad. Twerk in front of your uncles. Let's see you do that and then let's talk. And the reality is they won't, because they understand it's highly sexually stimulating and it's inappropriate. So if you can't twerk in front of your father or if you can't twerk in front of your uncles and brothers, then you understand that it's inappropriate and should be done behind closed doors or a strip club.
How about that? Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810. Settle down, Jakes. 202.
You got everything you need with her. I'm gone.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about, you know, that viral video from a Dallas restaurateur who just lit into some of his women customers who were standing on his chairs and shaking it up. They were twerking. What do you think? Let's go to Walter. Walter, calling from Washington, D.C. Quickly, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Fisher?
I'm good.
Yeah, when you go into a restaurant, you conduct yourself with the utmost respect. You just don't go in anywhere shaking, you know, twerking, and there might have been a family there. A mother might be saying to the owner, I don't like these women dancing. I don't like them way where my children are. So it's a lot of respect you have to deal with. And number one, when you go to a restaurant, you conduct yourself. You want to go to the club, you can go and twerk. But since then, you got to respect the owner of the restaurant.
Okay. Walter, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Vincent, calling from Washington, D.C. Vincent, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Vincent, are you there? Vincent, give me a call back. So here's the thing. Because, you know, let's just take a look at, you know, our area. Because I think, you know, D.C., the D.C. metro area, you have a lot of, you know, Black women who make good money. And they believe, you know, certainly you can go where you want and you're going to spend your money. And let's just say, you know, not a whole lot of people are going to restaurants right now. So let's just talk about, you know, let's say 2019 B.C. before COVID.
BC.
Yeah, you can use that. Just give me credit.
Right.
But, you know, the reality is that, you know, you can go to certain restaurants around here. They may be, you know, and you want to go where you feel that you as a Black person are comfortable. You can be yourself, you know, and you feel that the restaurant is catering to, you know, your being culturally competent. And, you know, and look, not everybody is going to do that. But, you know, you got a lot of folks in our community, you know, who get really relaxed. Let's just say that. They get really, really relaxed. So, you know, let me throw this up. We have seen, for example, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. She loves to dance. Okay. Culturally competent, went to Howard University, the whole bit. We've seen her on, you know, on videos dancing. We have seen former First Lady Michelle Obama. She loves to dance. Okay. No problem with that. But
who's
dancing? Okay. So help me with that. Jenks.
He said the last straw for him, I read a transcript, he said the last straw for him was the girl got up on the seat. You know, they were already twerking.
Yeah.
and put our hands on the glass in his restaurant.
Went to a central wall in the restaurant.
I'm gonna take restaurant off. I'm gonna take twerk. No, I'm gonna leave twerking off. I'm taking restaurant.
Yeah, you can't leave. You can't stop talking about the twerking thing. That's the whole point.
No, I'm gonna leave the twerking in. All right, let's replace restaurant with church or your daddy's house. That stuff belongs. Let me find. You know what? My daughter videotaped me. If I ever catch her twerk, I'm gonna sound just like that dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that we need more men to say that, because for some reason it's this idea that this is what our men want, and naturally and rightfully so, of course, but in a certain place at a certain time, maybe even on a video, maybe even on social media, but out in the public to turn around, bend over, and to wiggle and jiggle, it's getting ridiculous now. It's getting ridiculous, and for all the women and men who are saying that this is appropriate, we're crossing that border.
Mm-hmm. But
no, it's not appropriate. And I had this conversation with my barber when I got the call that I'm going to do this. And I was telling him, I kind of caught wind of it, but I saw it's working and I skipped it.
Okay.
She said that men want to, no, men don't want to see this stuff. Boys like this stuff. Men, I'm telling you, I saw it's working. I didn't even catch the whole story because I saw, like, on my feet, I saw Twitter. I got no time for that.
Okay, but hold on, James. I got to stop you here, because if men didn't want to see it, then I would argue women wouldn't do it.
No, I didn't. You didn't catch what I said.
Or maybe I missed
men
it.
Men don't want to see that. Boys do.
Okay. Yeah, making that distinction between the two. And I guess not to generalize who likes it and who doesn't, but I think the bigger point is that it's so inappropriate, and for the likes of Cardi B and the Lizzos and those who have brought it to mainstream, that's the problem there. Like, this idea of holding your tongue outside of your face, bending over and twerking without a care of children, men, women, it's beyond something that needs to be addressed in our culture. And honestly, I think it's a greater dialogue to have more men speak up about, like, hey, this isn't, at least as it relates to the value of women. Like, how does this, in a man's perspective, how does this shift the value of that particular woman that's acting in that way? And I think that's what it boils down to. It devalues us, in my opinion. It brings our value down when we're constantly seen, you know, in public places twerking. Now, in a strip club, completely acceptable. In your bedroom, completely acceptable. At a restaurant, at brunch, no. Not at all.
Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to James, calling from Upper Marlboro. James, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, first-time caller. I just wanted to say that, you know, my personal opinion, I think that it's his establishment, but I think he's wrong, and here's why. In any time you own an establishment, if somebody's out of line, you go and address those particular people and you remove them from your establishment. I just don't believe that he needed to put on a show for everybody in there that was having a great experience. You separate those people, you pull them to the side, and you pull them out of your restaurant. And that's my only comment there. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
James, thank you so much. I would like to hear from some ladies tonight as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tony, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Tony. What's on your mind?
I totally agree with that restaurant owner. And as a business owner, I've been through the same thing where I had to raise my voice. And that's another, you can't do that. This is disrespectful. And today's generation, their philosophy is that we don't care. We have a right.
Okay. Thank you so much. So let me share this with you, because one of the things that you talked about Lizzo and Cardi B and bringing this to the mainstream. Let's talk a little bit about this, the history of this, Crystal, because Cardi B and Lizzo didn't bring this to the mainstream. You know. You may not remember this, but the big problem.
Luke.
No, I'm not even going to talk about that. And then, because I need to make a point that back in 2013, when Miley Cyrus twerked during the MTV Video Music Awards, she was criticized. She was criticized for co-opting Black culture.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And I think that's just fascinating to me because, and she's not that big anyway. So, mm-hmm. there's that. But, I think that, when Miley Cyrus did it, you had a whole lot of Black people and Black women complaining. That twerking is our thing.
Oh, God.
You can't steal that, okay?
Warp.
And now, and now here we go in 2020. We've got this issue where it's not appropriate. I mean, where are we on mm-hmm. on this whole, is it just a thing about class, Crystal?
I would hate to say it's a thing about class because then that's, putting women above each other, and that I stray away from. But it's less about class, but it's really more just about, there's laws on the books already for indecent exposure. And this, twerking can be a form of that. And I think, what we've seen with Lizzo at a national basketball game with her dress with the cutout of her butt and twerking, that's lewd. That's indecent exposure according to the law. And so when you think about twerking, I think people need to really understand the nature of it, because sometimes it goes so far over people's head, they really just see or think of it as dancing, when in reality, these women, like in this restaurant situation, she went to a centrally located wall in the restaurant and began to perform in a stripper-esque way. That's the problem.
Hold that point. We're going to continue this conversation. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ricardo calling from D.C. Lisa calling from Rockville. We're going to talk to you as well. Please do not hang up. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. The original Quiet Storm is next on WHUR with John Mons. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about the viral video out of Dallas, Texas. A restaurant owner upset with the Black women in the restaurant. Black restaurant owner. Women were twerking in the restaurant, and he kind of laid into them. And he used some pretty salty language as well. We're talking about it tonight. My guests are filmmaker and social activist Jenks Morton and Black culture commentator Crystal Glass. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to Ricardo calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Ricardo. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I just want to make something like...
And turn your radio down, Ricardo, but go right ahead, please.
Say again?
Turn your radio down and go right ahead.
I don't have... My radio's really down.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to make a comment. Like, the young lady is right when she says that don't nobody want to see it. Did I say that right? No, I didn't. Don't no man want to see it unless he's alone. If he's with his woman or his wife, no, he don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But when the young fella that was on there a second ago said that don't no man want to see it, but boys want to see it. Nah, I don't agree with that. And I heard you get ready to check him, but I know you right there, so you have to deal with.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Ricardo, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Bye, Ricardo.
Leave Ricardo alone. 202-319-7810. Bye. 202-319-7810. Lisa, calling from Rockville. We finally...
I said what I said now.
Yeah, he said what he said. Okay. Lisa, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Okay, so I gotta say it because I've been I had a couple of debates on Facebook. But let's keep it real. I'm not going to hear the twerking anthem and Ruth Chris. Okay, so if you want to attract certain clientele, everything about your business or establishment should reflect that clientele. So if you're playing the twerking anthem, what are you going to expect? I think it's just, now, are they right to do that? No, it's tacky. It's whatever you want to call it. But if you're playing the music, I just don't get it. Play the music, which is a twerking anthem, and you know what WAP stands for, but then you criticize them for doing exactly what the song promotes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't understand that.
Wash all people. I do.
Well, the issue with that argument is this idea that people have no self-control, which obviously was shown in this video, but we can't blame this on a song. This woman performed that dance and twerking, and we can't simply blame that on a song. It's called dignity. It's called self-responsibility. I don't think we can blame it on a song.
It's not blaming it. It's what's relatable.
It's
if that song is okay and you play it on the airwaves,
it's an absolute fallacy. It's just not right. That stream of logic you're trying to play.
The song is not right either. The song is not right.
The song is definitely a problem. The music is definitely a problem.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Lisa. Make your point, and then
what I'm saying is the song itself is not appropriate. What I'm saying is that you can't expect a certain clientele in a certain behavior if you're playing music that promotes another type of behavior. Now, I heard that. He asked them politely, and they continued. That's wrong. Mm-hmm. He has every right in his establishment to say, I don't want this kind of behavior. But my overall is that, is this the role I teach my son? If you want to attract a certain, job, then you present accordingly, and it was just wrong out the gate to even play that kind of music. Like I said, I don't expect to see that in Ruth Chris or any other upstanding establishment, and I don't expect to hear that song.
Go ahead.
He's right in that the music is a problem, but in this scenario, we can't afford to play with this idea that because the music was insinuating or saying certain words allowed for women to get out of their seats, find a central viewing location, bend over, and make it clap. Totally unacceptable, regardless of which song. If you were in a skating ring or wherever else, you know, the song, I understand, those songs are provoking. And I'm completely, there's a totally different conversation, but I'm completely against the music that we're hearing these days. But the bottom line is, self-responsibility. We're getting to a place in society where it's just completely obnoxious. It's no level of self-decorum.
You don't have any argument with me about that, but I think that it starts with what you want to attract in your establishment.
So
they weren't doing it on any other song until that song came on.
So here's my thing, and Lisa, thank you so much for your comment. You know, here's my thing. Because Jenks just inboxed me this video from a place called, I guess it's the Sugar Factory. This is in Atlanta. And it says this restaurant is $50 a plate and they allow women to twerk and have fun. All of the women in this video are black women, okay? And
dresses on.
I beg your pardon?
Skirts on and dresses.
Yeah.
I said, skirts and dresses on, add another layer to it.
Okay, but you said, Crystal, you didn't want to make this a class thing. But there.
No, not at all.
But hold on. But there are women who like this kind of activity in public.
Unaware woman.
I beg your pardon. Let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, there are the crystal glasses of the world, mm-hmm. and then there are a significant number of women.
Careful.
There's a significant number of women. No, hold on. There's a significant number of women. I know they will. But I say flat-footed and plain-spoken on this program. And mm-hmm. and there are a lot of women, as we see in this video, from the Sugar Factory, and mm-hmm. and you can go to, you know, restaurants in this area or what have you. If the music comes on, they're going to get up and they're going to do it. You're going to have some that may clap and pop their fingers and tap their foot, and then you have others, like you said, Crystal, that they just got to get up. So what if it's not a class issue? What is it?
It's an issue of not being called out. And because this man called this out, it's going to bring this conversation back again and again. Mm-hmm. And really, you look in other communities, not just the white community. We could start there if we want, but you look in other communities, they hold each other accountable. No, you're not doing that. You're not going to do this in public, X, Y, and Z. And I think as a community, we need to start reinforcing self-respect and reinforcing what that looks like. And twerking is not what it looks like. Period. This isn't a two-step, or this isn't an intricate dance, or this isn't a enjoy-yourself dance. This is literally, we're just focusing on your behind and the movements of your behind. And that dance in itself, highly sexual, highly inappropriate, and our men need to call it out. Our older elders need to call it out. Our women at the level I'm at need to call it out. We need to call it out at every angle. So what the song is saying? So what the environment is? We can't afford to act like that in a public setting.
So what about Janks, the white women that we see on video, viral videos? They've got twerk, again, 2019 BC, before COVID. We would see white women in gym classes and, mm-hmm. and in other establishments, on viral videos doing the same thing. But... Are we being too sensitive about it because, we are black people and we are proud and the whole bit, and we are concerned about misogyny and how other people see us? Or is it the same across the board, black women, white women, what?
I was sitting with my barber again when this happened, and he was telling me about it because I didn't get up to speed.
Your haircut, but go ahead.
But I was getting up to speed, and my first question to him, I was like, where was this at? Because, okay, I'm from D.C.
Yes.
Sunday brunch is like, I don't want to call their name out, but they over there in Largo. They got a nice spread. They got lobster. They got steak. They got a whole bunch of stuff. They got mm-hmm. Kenny G. Mm-hmm. They got Kenny G. It's a cultural thing that happens from what I know brunch to be.
Okay.
Mm. And in the South, I'm down here now. It's a whole different circus.
Really?
I mean, it is mm-hmm. culturally different. And I think one of the challenges, don't accuse me of classism or uppity-ism or whatever ism you want to throw at me. There is a cultural difference between North and South. Flat out. Mm-hmm. Go to church for 17 hours down here. I can do an hour in D.C. There's some things that are culturally different down here. And this public display of whatever you want to call it, I can't even imagine that happening at a brunch in D.C. anywhere.
Yeah.
It might happen now because I'm removed from that scene, and I might be behind. It took me 2 weeks to even find out what WAP means. I'm slow.
Oh, it's pandemic. It's everywhere. It's global. It's this idea that it's acceptable to perform like this and to do this, whereas, before it was an understanding that this is inappropriate. And so now with all these new terms and this new way of pushing this, it's somehow, people are actually calling it black culture. They're calling part of black culture.
No,
and I'm culture,
no,
where?
That ain't got nothing, no.
Someone argue that it's hip-hop culture.
It is a fragment. The problem is you try to paint us as one swath, put us as a monolith, mm-hmm. and define us all by this thing. I'm sorry. This ain't... The one I just saw you, Harold, I was literally on my Facebook timeline. That popped up. I wasn't looking for it. It just popped up. Mm. And that's somebody mm-hmm. Someone is defending the twerkers.
Yeah.
That's where it came from. They were in the right because in Atlanta, they do it and they got $50 a plate, which is, so what? So what? So what?
And it's obviously, it's a business model. Let me go back to the phone lines. Gabby calling from Gaithersburg. Gabby, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Better be good.
don't harass the callers. Go right ahead, Gabby.
Hello?
Yes, please go right ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Gabby.
Okay, so my comment on the twerking, I think it's a good form of exercise, and it's a fun way to express yourself. And I don't think it defines whether you're classy or not. Like, it's just a fun way just to dance and move your body, you know?
So, Gabby, two questions for you. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 22.
You're 22, so you are an adult. And second, yes. And secondly, a young adult, but adult nevertheless. And secondly, okay, exercise. I said exercise, expressing yourself, okay. But do you... But would you do it in a restaurant?
Hold on.
You gotta hold on. Wait. Please let her speak. Gabby, go ahead, please.
Would I do it in a restaurant?
Yes, that's the issue.
It depends on what kind of restaurant.
Why do you say that?
Because they have some restaurants with like alcohol and bars and like party restaurants, or you just have like a really.
I'm only talking about restaurants. I'm not talking about restaurants that double as clubs. You know, there may be bar.
I would not. No.
Okay. Well, thank you, Gabby. I appreciate you giving us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Jennifer, calling from Fredericksburg. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
First,
I just want to address earlier gentleman, and he had said that the restaurant owner was inappropriate in how he handled it, and he would have taken them aside. But that was his third time going up to those women and asking them to stop. So this was not like just coming out and just exploding. He had talked to them twice before, and this was the third time. So you can understand why. At that point, the third time when he comes out, he's going to be a little bit upset. So just having said that, I have seen women because I used to drive for Uber. And I'd go out at like Saturday night, Sunday nights and pick up. And you see women, and I'm sorry, black women, because I've never seen any of those white women get out of their cars. They're twerking in the streets. The bars are closed. And I'm looking at these women thinking, why are you doing this? In my club hopping days, when I went crazy in the club, I did it in the club. When I left the club, I did not go crazy on the streets or at McDonald's or wherever. There's a time and a place if you want to do that kind of dancing. I'm not saying it's bad or it's good, but if you're going to do it, then it's not going to be at an establishment in public where people are trying to eat and enjoy themselves. It would be like in that appropriate venue. And apparently from what I've also understand, or from what I also understand, there are strip clubs nearby. So if you really wanted to go and be that way, go to the strip clubs. You could dance like that all night long. And you don't have to do it in public where people are trying to eat. So I don't understand like what the pushback is with this man, because he owns this place. And it's his money, and this is the establishment that he has set for the people in the community. And if this is what he wants in his restaurant or doesn't want in his restaurant, then it should be respected.
Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate that. And I think this is what I don't know. The music that was playing in the restaurant... And if somebody can help me with this, I would appreciate it. Because I think Lisa, I think that was her name, is right. Play the Kenny G if you want, you know, play the smooth jazz, and then you don't have to, you know, twerking to Boney James isn't going to work.
But that's unfair to the people who actually enjoy modern day music. Most people don't even know who Kenny G is. That's at a certain age.
Okay, well, listen, that's why I threw out Boney James. But help me out. Oh wow. See,
they don't. I know who Kenny G is.
Brian Culbertson. You're not going to.
I don't know who that is.
Chris Bodie. Help somebody. Help me here. You know, I love my jazz music. Somebody knows. But the point of the matter. Okay, the point of the matter is. You know, you're not going to see twerking if you are playing smooth jazz.
Harold, I got to stop you, bro, because y'all doing this and it's driving me crazy.
Okay,
it's
help me.
It's a logical fallacy. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Right?
It's called post hoc ergo propter hoc, or after this, therefore because of this. It's BS. Mm-hmm. You go to your average debate class, they'll tell you you can't connect those two. I got a flat tire because I hit a pothole. That's a logical fallacy. You play whatever you want. It's his restaurant. Do whatever you want. It's not about it might set a mood. It might set a tone. They jumped on the chairs.
I agree. I agree with that.
And what I'm saying is I think Crystal made a good point about, you know, how the cancel culture will find a way to get in that little space and blow it up and make him the bad guy. I'm not doing it. He was well within his rights with what he asked. And I'm glad the last caller from Frederick just said he told him three times. I didn't see that part of the story, which is just making I missed that part, which makes it even more so. And he stands there and says, now, he does use a little crass language, but I don't care about that either. He's saying, this is what I am trying to do. This is what I am trying to build.
He set the record straight.
These are the lanes that we are going to drive in. If you don't like it, go to Roscoe's. He's right down the street. Or go to Prime. He's over there. We're not doing that right here. And I'm telling you, I told my barber this last part, and then I'm going to leave. I was in a church one time, mega church, 30,000 members up in New York. And it is a progressive, forward-thinking kind of church. And this lady in the back, you know, they playing the good gospel music, and she starts doing laps. We've all seen it. We know her. That pastor, it blew my mind. He turned the music off, stopped her dead in the tracks, and said, we don't do that here. This is in New York, too. It blew my mind. And then my barber, his immediate retort was, well, you can't control it with the spirit. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that spirit jumped out of her when he called her out right on the spot. We are not going to have that type of behavior here. And that's all the dude was saying. This is what we are about. If you don't like it, I don't need your money. I'm still trying to understand why this is a conversation. It is making me nutty over here.
Let's see what Ann from Baltimore has to say. Ann, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Ann, are you there?
I am here. I apologize.
Please go right ahead.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Everybody's happy in these restaurants right now. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Ann.
Hello. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, please go ahead. I got 10 minutes, Ann. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to talk about the restaurant issue. I am in agreement with what the first young lady said that is there that's younger. It is. I'm definitely inappropriate. There is a time and place for everything. So I don't know why sometimes when people go that are young, and you do have some older people to act out of order too as well. Balance is key in life. And then when you are going somewhere, you do remember that you're representing yourself. And sometimes you just don't need to do certain things. And it is a time and place for everything. You just got to remember that. Yeah. And I don't blame the owner because, you know, I don't know to what extent how I would have acted if that was my restaurant, but I know definitely no.
And I think, you know, you make an interesting point. He was put, excuse me, in an uncomfortable position, I think, because as we do know, this wasn't the first time that he had said something to someone about it. Obviously, in speaking to someone about it beforehand and before that, it was not something that rose to the level of a viral video. We can assume that he, you know, was professional, if not stern. But it was, this salty language and the raised voice, I think that brought this, you know, to attention. And I think that's probably why, Jenks, that this is such a conversation. And to drill down a little bit more, I have never seen anything like this. I've never seen a restaurant owner on a viral video complaining about this kind of thing. It is very, very likely that there are many restaurant owners who have done it. But the thing about it was it became a conversation because you do see it wasn't that he didn't just say stop twerking. He said, I did this for the culture. He talked about, he said, how do you expect black men to respect women when they aren't acting respectable? And to that point, in an interview on TMZ, he is saying that he has been overrun with business just this week as a result of this. They quote him here saying, I'm glad the public has had a chance to decide what they do and don't want in their restaurants. The effect on our restaurant has been overwhelmingly positive. Anne, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I do want to go back to something that, I said before, because he said this is a classy, restaurant. And so if that is the case, then I think you can determine, restaurants aren't just about the food. They're also about the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, there are Sunday brunch restaurants where they're playing gospel music.
Yep.
There may be, the Friday turn up restaurant where they've got, hip hop, from 2 Chainz to Run DMC and everything in between. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Run DMC.
Yes, I'm very proud of that reference. So thank you very much. But then you may have, like I said, it is about atmosphere.
Now, dude, did you see his Instagram post of what they were serving that day?
I did not.
I didn't. What was it?
Lamb chops and lobster tails.
Okay.
Wow.
and lobster tails and twerking don't go together. It's like trumpet and truth.
Oodles and noodles, even if it's oodles and noodles and crackers, it still don't go together. And I think that's the conversation
But I'm going back to where Harold was, like, he's establishing this lane. This is where we want to be. I done been to plenty of brunches. I ain't never had lamb chops and lobster.
Well, that's you can get lamb chops and lobster at my house. So how about that?
I ain't coming to your house.
You check out my Instagram page. How about that?
Yeah.
But
when I saw it, I'm like, because the other pictures they were showing like collard greens and macaroni and cheese. And I'm like, oh, okay, is that kind of Sunday brunch? Then I looked at his Instagram post from that day. Here's our special today. I'm like, for real?
But this is where I disagree, because again, he said I'm doing this for the culture, okay? And so I don't think there's anything wrong with whether it's lamb chops and lobster or mac and cheese and collard greens and fried pork chops or chicken and waffles. That's not. The food, I think, in some cases, unless it is very highbrow, if you're talking French food or what, but,
lamb is not highbrow.
No, it really isn't.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not. No,
high quality halal lamb.
Yeah, exactly. And my point is that it is the atmosphere that defines the restaurant. Price points. The price points for things, the mood, the attitude of your wait staff or what have you. And this is still the South. This is Dallas, and you want people to be comfortable. And I guess the debate is you don't want them that comfortable. And I think that's where we are, Crystal.
Well, just briefly, I think that's where we get lost, is we say, well, what was the weather? Well, what did she have on? Well, what was the music? Well, what were they serving? And it's like, that's where we get lost. And that's where we go into arguments of what's this, what's that, instead of just having a fundamental conversation. Well, what are women soliciting when they bend over towards you and shake and jiggle and wiggle and make it clap? We just need to talk on a basic level. No argument. What are you soliciting? What are you portraying? And the answers are clear. There is no argument. There is no debate. You are soliciting arousal. You are attracting a stripper
mentality and a stripper vibe, regardless of if the sun is yellow or if the sky is blue or if the song is saying twerk. We got to start just addressing it at the core. These women performing in this way, it affects us all and devalues us all. And all women, actually, we don't even have to keep breaking it down. White people this, black people this. Women across the board turning towards the public and shaking and clapping it and doing all these things, it's inappropriate. And we got to get away from, well, what were they serving? Was it lobster? Was it mac? Was it this? Was it kosher? Was it vegan? Right. And we got to really get to women. We need to protect ourselves and each other and our image. So do us a favor. If you want to bend over and make it clap and have on a dress and a skirt or jeans or whatever, you should do that in a place where everybody signs up for that. If you go to a house party or somewhere and everybody signs up, okay, we're going to have a twerk off, that's one thing. But you in a public setting, I mean, it's spilling over everywhere. Restaurants, personal outings, you know, and it's spilling over, and I'm glad this man spoke up.
Yeah. Well, good point. Jenks, do you have a final thought?
I'm looking at, you know, I got a 9-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old daughter, and exactly. Then I got the older ones, and you know, I don't want to get personal with her, but I ain't never seen none of my daughters twerk. And if I was in that restaurant with my daughter right now, when that happened, I'm sorry, I'd be covering their face like it's porn. I'm like, yeah, like, no, you know, like when they kiss on TV and you cover their eyes. I do this. I would drag them out of there. And so the conversation that, you know, the hard conversation, you know, that I have around my work is, you know, where's your daddy? You know, okay, you up there twerking on the table. Did you grow up with your daddy? Because I don't think you did.
Well, where is he or who is he?
You know, I hate to devalue it or devolve it down to that.
No, that's honest.
That lynching him, but I'm telling you, let me find out. Let me see a video or something. You know what I mean? I get mad if I got an older one. I'm like, why are your shorts so short on an Instagram post? She wasn't even twerking. She
didn't
want them shorts no more.
Yeah, how about that? Look, Jenks Morton, Crystal Glass, thank you so much for being a part of the program. Crystal,
thanks,
it is so good to hear your voice. Been a minute.
It's been a while.
Yes,
thanks
indeed.
For having me.
Thank you so very, very much. We're going to get through this COVID-19 craziness, and we'll all be back together. I want to thank you both so much. That is The Daily Drum on SiriusXM, Channel 141 for this Friday, December 4th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millett Green and Bramante Bryan, producer Dominique Nash, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for Unheard with Wes Hall. Good night and have a great weekend.